Poll tax provocateurs. I was reading some of the information released about Thatcher's government, and wondered if anything has ever been found proving the poll tax riot 1990 was set up. In the National Steel Strike 1980, we experienced people turning up at peaceful picket lines and causing trouble. We all felt it was being set up to discredit the strike. My neighbors were part of a coachload of people who went to London for the anti-poll tax march. Half the coach was filled with pensioners. Len and Edna said they parked the coach and joined the march, and it was all very friendly. But later, as they walked, they heard chanting and shouts. On one side of the road, the police parted ranks, and about 100 yobs, as Edna called them, came out of a side street. After that, the mood changed completely, and people became worried, so about half of their group decided to return to their coach, but they were stopped. The police line at the back of the march refused to let them leave the march. Len and Edna were pensioners, there were people with pushchairs and kids. Surely letting people go away from any trouble was a good idea. They were forced down the road until they couldn't move. People were crying. Shameful is the term they used to describe how they were treated. I would love to hear evidence that the disruption and violence was down to Thatcher. Who are these yobs who appeared from nowhere with ease and changed the atmosphere from peaceful protest to riot? Fred Beach, Forest of Dean.